This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Did you know that you can listen to the Asa RX audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at asarx.com/experience. Hi, this is Asa, and we here at Asa RX pray that you and your family are safe during this unprecedented time. Make sure to take every precaution for your wellness by getting my free booklet on building a healthy immune system at asarx.com. Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost is those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off with Glenn. Hi, Glenn.
Recently discovered diabetes and dealing with some neuropathy problems, and like a natural solution for it.
Yeah, diabetes, big issue. But, you know, not, at the end of the day, the neuropathy is pretty common. Goes along with that. So vitamin B6, pyridoxine is the version of it. It works real well. And, again, this is in all the textbooks. You can check those out. A lot of research on it. It does great. So I don't know if you're... mention that to your doctor, but you can. Now, your fruits and vegetables are going to be really important, too, because you get tons of B vitamins, especially from the dark leafy greens. So that's going to be a big piece for you. Just a couple of things to think about. And I would mention that to your doctor, though, you know, whoever's working with you. But also your eating habits all the way around are going to be important, and your exercise habits, too. So the exercise habits that you form are going to be critical. I mean, literally. So 4 to 5 days a week, 30 minutes minimum, as long as you can handle that. That's a great way to go. Get a personal trainer, I think, for a short period of time. At least you can start learning the tricks of the trade in the gym setting. And they can get you outside the gym, too, which I hope that they do. But, yeah, coming up with a game plan that way is great all the way around. So hope that helps. 888-283-7272 phone number. And you can check us out online. Let's go. So who do we have next here? Let's go to Hank. Hi, Hank.
As we speak, my wife's sister is in the hospital. She had a hip replacement, but it seems that everybody that goes into the hospital gets pneumonia, and I'm wondering why that is. What is it being in the hospital that causes people to get pneumonia? Seems like it never gets any better.
Well, I mean, it just depends. I mean, you got to think about the hospital. A lot of people in there are sick. Of course, they've got every bug under the sun, even though they do everything in to keep the environment sterile as much as possible. There's still, you know, people's immune systems are depressed, number one, because they're sick and they're ill and they're not doing well. So when your immune system goes down, your susceptibility to gain infections from bacteria, viruses, or whatever goes up. So if you're hanging out in a contained environment where there's a lot of bacteria and viruses hanging out that normally wouldn't be out in the normal real world, that's why it becomes a challenge. So it's all about keeping the immune system strong and, you know, staying healthy. But, yeah, when you get in the hospital, definitely all of that increases. But it just depends on what you go to the hospital for. If you're already in there for an infection, your immune system's shot, it's on the bottom of the floor, well, then your susceptibility to increase those infections does go up. So, you know, once you get to the hospital, it's hard to beat that. But getting out of the hospital, once you start getting on your vitamin D levels, eating healthier foods, exercising, all of that builds up the immune system in a tremendous way. Hope that helps. All right, let's go to Brenda. Hi, Brenda.
Yes, my question is about safe use of oils. I've heard recently against fish oils, using preferably coconut oil. Big advocate of fish oils.
Yeah, I mean, the fish oils are great. I like them. I mean, I'm a huge fan of cod liver oil. You hear me talk about it all the time. Krill oil is good as well, and they're great for your omega-3 fats. Highly absorbable, probably better than most other oils. But, you know, again, the question is, you know, if you're wanting to get well and you're wanting to come up with a new game plan for your health and for your life and really to be able to function at a better level, then it's about building a brand new lifestyle plan. And the fish oils are great, but also things like coconut oil, like you mentioned, it's a great oil to cook with, great for the immune system, fantastic for an antifungal, and it's also great for the metabolism. So it helps burn body fat, it helps your body get into shape, just from a dietary perspective. And they've done studies with it, and they've gotten tremendous results just by using coconut oil. Butter's really good, too. Actually, real butter can be quite helpful. So it's a couple things that you can start adding to your diet that can make a big, big difference. Our food for the day is avocado, one of my favorites. My little saying is an avocado a day keeps prostate issues away. Experts say that adding a little avocado to your diet can pack a big punch that outweighs the fat and the calories. So the avocados contain folate, potassium, and the monounsaturated fats that are very high in fiber. The monounsaturated fats that are in avocados contain oleic acid, which has been found to improve fat levels in the body and help control diabetes. By using avocados as a primary source of fat in the diet, diabetes sufferers can lower their triglycerides by up to 20%. That's a big deal. In addition to being helpful with those with diabetes, the monounsaturated fats in avocados are great for lowering cholesterol, the bad cholesterol, the LDLs. And a low-fat diet containing avocados has been shown to help lower dangerous levels of those low-density lipoproteins, the LDLs, and raise the HDLs. Those are the good guys, the high-density lipoproteins. In addition, triglycerides were also lowered slightly. The avocados are a huge source of fiber containing 10 grams in only one avocado. As we all know, fiber is known to help prevent high blood pressure, heart disease, and certain types of cancer, particularly colon cancer. The avocados contain about 30% more potassium than bananas, and it's beneficial to the body in lowering the risk of blood pressure, heart attack, and cancer. So the folate in one avocado provides almost 30% of your daily recommended allowance. And so as you can see, I mean, you worry about getting the fat out of there and too much fat. It's actually good for you, by the way. So look for the Florida-grown avocados. They contain about two-thirds of the calories and half the fat of California-grown avocados. Also stick with those harvested between November and March, as they contain a third of the fat of those packed earlier in the season. So, little tip, go for the Florida avocados more than the California ones if you're concerned about the fat. But the fat doesn't make you fat, folks. It actually helps you burn body fat. And the stuff's amazing. The more healthy fats you can get in, the better. They only have good benefits to the body. They're great for blocking DHT. They're great for supporting the prostate. I mean, phenomenal all the way around. So just something to think about. Avocados, one of my favorites. Avocado a day keeps prostate issues away. Let's go to Shelly now. Hi, Shelly.
My question is there a over-counter medication to substitute for cholesterol instead of prescription-wise, or is there an over-counter that's something that I could use?
There's a lot of things over the counter. I mean, provided your doctor's okay with it, you want to talk to them. And, you know, the key is red yeast rice is really good. It's got great benefits in it. That's what a lot of the statin drugs base their research on and how it kind of operates in the body. Niacin is really good, too, vitamin B3. That in combination, vitamin E and selenium all have great benefits to them as far as working with cholesterol levels and supporting, you know, healthy vessels within the body. So all of those together work quite well. And don't forget your fish oils and your healthy fats. They all make a difference too. So just digging in and putting all those together, you can notice a huge difference in cholesterol. Be careful doing all of that, though, with taking the medicine. That's why you want to talk with the doctor and kind of come up with one or the other. 888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
C
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Now, teens and drinking and driving is always a big topic, but they're saying now that the number of U.S. teenagers who drink and drive has dropped more than half from 1991 to 2011, federal health officials said. Recently, 9 out of 10 of the high school students age 16 and over said they did not drink and drive in 2011, and according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, it represents a decline of 54% over 2 decades. So there's good news. Some of the data here, the CDC director says, he said there's been some major changes and shifts in drinking and driving with teenagers, and he said the young drivers are 17 times more likely to die in a crash when they have a blood alcohol concentration of 0.08 when they've not been drinking at all. So, you know, good news. The kids have kind of dropped the alcohol at the wheel. Good stuff. All right, Joyce, you're next with us. How can I help?
I'm calling in regards to, I feel as though I might have had one a while ago. I've been having a little trouble speaking at times, and the words aren't coming out right, and my legs have really got, I don't know, very weak and everything lately. I've got some twitches in my face a few times. My arms, I think, have been okay, but I've tried to talk to the VA about it, because I'm a veteran, and that's where I go for my medical care, and they don't seem to look at it or do anything. They say, well, it's just nothing to worry about it. And I do have diabetes. I take insulin, 65 units of Lantus a day, and 1,000 milligrams of metformin in the morning and the evening, and 10 milligrams of glipizide in the morning. My blood pressure is basically okay. My cholesterol is good. But I've been having trouble, like I said, walking lately, and I used to go, even just a few months ago. But really slowed down, and all I am is completely tired and want to sleep anymore.
Yeah, a lot of times there can be several factors to that, just so you know. I mean, if you're a real type A personality and highly energetic and always on the go, and you've got these different health challenges, number one, it could be some of the medications that you're taking, and they can start taking, you know, wearing and taking a little bit of toll on you. So that could be a possibility. Just keep that in mind. Another piece to this that is interesting that you might want to keep kind of an eye on is, you know, just your overall daily habits. So your eating habits can make a big difference. Adrenal fatigue could be another one. So there's a lot of could-bes. But to raise your energy levels in dealing with this, support the adrenal glands, always a good idea. Cutting out the inflammatory foods, really important too. And the way to support the adrenals, yeah, for the most part, vitamin B5, also vitamin C. It's kind of an old school deal, but it really still works. Cordyceps, holy basil, they all work together too to help. They're called adaptogens, and they can help support the adrenal glands, which can be helpful. But again, you know, when you're dealing with something like this and you're concerned, you've had a lot of different health challenges pop up in your life, you want to make sure you're balanced, and you want to make sure you get the right kind of foods in and the right kind of nutrients in. Blood testing is always good, and you might want to consider one of the nutritional genetic assessments that they're doing now. GeneMe is a great company to look at for that. But they actually do genetic testing to figure out what your specific nutritional needs might be and how to replace certain deficiencies. So great little tool to use along the way. Vitamin D, they're saying now, will not save you from the common cold. This is the latest study. The latest research on vitamin D supplementation, they're saying in a healthy adult population, the vitamin D will not prevent or reduce severity of common colds. said lead author David Murdoch, who's the head of pathology at the University of Otago in New Zealand. He said, at present, no supplement has been shown to perfectly prevent colds. He said, we need additional evidence from rigorous studies like ours before making claims about any nutritional supplement potential to ward off the colds. Now, research studies have been published recently in the Journal of the American Medical Association about this, that vitamin D helps keep the immune system functioning at a peak level. Several observational studies have shown or suggested that people with higher levels of vitamins, of course, have fewer colds, and colds are known as upper respiratory infections. But to test the association, Murdoch and his colleagues recruited more than about 300 healthy adults from New Zealand, and they all had normal vitamin D levels at the start of the study. Half the group was randomly assigned to receive oral vitamin D, while the other, of course, got the placebo. And those that had the vitamin D were significantly impacted. So it does make a difference. And vitamin D, of course, is that wonder nutrient that's just we've known about, but we've never really studied it. And, of course, we're studying it a lot more now. It's getting a lot more attention in the media and in a lot of the university studies, and doctors are putting their patients on there and whatnot, and it's making a huge difference. So getting into a place where you can function at a peak level and get your immune system strong, eating the right kind of foods, lowering your stress levels, all can make a difference on the long end. So, you know, it's all about lifestyle. It really is. It comes down to our choices every single day. And are you going to make good choices or bad ones? Because the body changes. And remember, the cells are turning over every single day, and you get a brand new body about every year. So what kind of choices are you going to make now to ensure that you have better health tomorrow? That's the question. So if it's diabetes or heart disease or arthritis, whatever it might be that you're struggling with, you know, it's about coming up with the right game plan from that point on. That's what it comes down to. Now, they're saying poor sleep in teens are linked to heart risk in adulthood. Interesting. They're saying if you don't get very good sleep in your teen years, then you can have an increased risk of heart disease later in life. I don't think it's pretty hard for the teens to get a lot of sleep. Have you ever been around a teenager? Do you remember being a teenager and sleeping 12 hours a day? I mean, sleeping in, it's unbelievable. I don't even know how I did that. I did that. But I don't know how I did it now. But they're saying that the sleep that you had as a teenager makes a major difference in the adulthood life. Don't forget that they always say you can't catch up on sleep. You know, once you lose it, you lose it. And so if you've been that adage of you'll just sleep when you're dead kind of deal, make sure you pace yourself, because your sleep you get does add to your overall vitality, your energy levels, and your longevity. We'll be right back.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House is defending its decision not to extend the federal eviction moratorium that expired over the weekend. At a Monday press briefing, economist Gene Sperling told reporters that because of a Supreme Court ruling, reauthorization had to come from Congress. An attempt to extend the moratorium was made in the House, but ultimately failed. Sperling also estimated that around 2 million renters now face the threat of imminent eviction. And South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham tweeted Monday that he'd tested positive for COVID-19 despite being fully vaccinated. He said he was experiencing flu-like symptoms over the weekend before going to the house doctor. He said he's currently experiencing mild symptoms that feel like a sinus infection. He added that he was thankful to be vaccinated because he's sure his symptoms would be worse if he wasn't. Graham will now quarantine for the next 10 days. This is USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Senators began to dig into the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure package Monday after receiving the more than 2,700-page bill late Sunday night. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has pushed to get a vote on the bill done this week, while Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is calling for a more measured period of debate and consideration. Senator James Lankford says that he needs more time to digest the bill, but the Oklahoma Republican tells Newsmax TV that he wants to see an infrastructure bill that contains only projects that could be paid for.
Obviously, we need to do infrastructure. That's a given. We do infrastructure. But this is not just an infrastructure bill. This is the Biden team saying they want to do something historic, something that's never been done, to spend more on infrastructure that's ever been done. So it takes the normal infrastructure bill that we would do, which is about $400 billion, which is big, and then it tacks onto it all of these giant things that have no pay-fors on them at all. So it's part of it's paid for, that the typical infrastructure portion of it, and part of it's unpaid for, that's the above and beyond, we want to do something historic portion of it. Our push has been, hey, let's do the part that we can actually afford. Let's keep doing infrastructure like we always do. Every single highway that's out there is a previous infrastructure project. It's not like we've never done infrastructure before, but this is a giant debt bomb that's sitting out there on it and is the first step of a two-step process of actually heading into what Biden had asked for, to do a $4 trillion proposal, part of it entitlements, part of it infrastructure. This is the first down payment of it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's talk about it, your health and your life. Could sunlight lower your odds for pancreatic cancer? Pancreatic cancer, out of all the cancers that are out there, is the one that can be feared the most, only because it's so rapid and it can move very, very quickly. I've seen it take out several people, not just in my medical training, but in my close personal life as well. It's just tragic when it happens. Never easy, that's for sure. But adding to already conflicting data about sun exposure, vitamin D levels, and cancer risk, new Australian research suggests that experiencing high levels of ultraviolet light and having sun-sensitive skin and a history of skin cancer, each measurably lower than the risk for developing deadly pancreatic cancer. Now, U.S. cancer experts cautioned against making any lifestyle changes, including tanning or altering vitamin D intake. In response to the study, which is preliminary and does not prove these factors can prevent pancreatic cancer compared to about 700 patients with pancreatic cancer in Australia to roughly an equal number of people in the general population. Scientists led by Rachel Neal from the Queensland Institute of Medical Research found that participants born in areas with the highest levels of ultraviolet radiation had a 24% lower risk for pancreatic cancer than those born in areas of low UV radiation. So those classified as having the most sun-sensitive skin had a 49% decreased risk of the malignancy compared to those with the least sun-sensitive skin, while participants with a history of skin cancer or other sun-related skin lesions had a 40% lower risk of pancreatic cancer. So in this study, the researchers matched different participants, you know, based on their age and their sex and this sort of thing, and their demographics and socioeconomics and all of that. But at the end of the day, they said it's a big puzzle, but they're finding it's they found that it's amazing to them the benefits of vitamin D, how much we need, and what it can do over a lifetime as far as disease prevention. So I think it's really important to understand, you know, it's one thing to say, well, I get a little bit in my multivitamin, or, well, my milk that I drink every day is fortified with vitamin D, yet we spend most of our days indoors and definitely not outside. And I think it's critical for our overall health to begin to understand that vitamin D levels are important. So kind of the bottom line is this. Sunlight exposure is important. If you work indoors, do what you can. Get outside for 30 minutes a day, an hour if you can, and just soak in the sunlight, be outside, breathe the fresh air, catch some vitamin D, make sure you're getting plenty of vitamin D through your diet, because you're definitely not going to get enough in the sunlight. A little bit, yeah, is you'll get some that can make a difference, but it's not going to be everything that you really need. And vitamin D plays a big role in having plenty of energy. I was talking to another doctor today who's interesting, and, you know, we just were catching up on some things, and he said, you know, we're talking about vitamin D, and we just thought it was interesting how for so long, we all think, and there's still people today that think vitamin D is a vitamin, and it's not. It's actually a hormone. The vitamin D was classified as a vitamin years and years ago when they created all the names, and when they found out later it was a hormone, they just left it. But vitamin D is actually a hormone in the body. So if you have hormone issues, low energy levels, if you deal with any of those sorts of things, you got to remember, we always think estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, but if you take one step back and you look at it, you'll realize that vitamin D actually plays a role in those pathways. And it's important in bone density. It's important in elevating mood. I mean, it's got so many properties to it that we found through different research studies that is just unbelievable. I'm a huge fan. I take it every day. Don't miss. Now, you get it out of your fish oil if you take cod liver oil. But at the same time, I take a ton of it. I mean, literally. You get your blood test done about every 3 to 6 months, depending on what your doctor recommends. I usually get it every 6 months, usually good, unless you got something major going on and you can see where your numbers are. And don't let anybody freak you out. It is fat soluble and you can become toxic, but I had is a PhD and he had done tons and tons of studies and he told me that, you know, it doesn't even begin to become toxic till it gets in the low 300s. So even if it goes, I mean, the range in blood work is up to 100. You get into 125, those kind of levels. Once it gets toxic, what happens is it becomes toxic to the kidneys. So that is possible. But again, the numbers have to be really high. And if you're getting blood tests done every 6 months or so, and you keep the international units, which is what they're measured in, around usually, well, it depends. I mean, everybody goes conservative and they say 1 to 3,000. I take 10,000 a day. And, you know, it keeps my immune system extremely strong and I feel great when I do that. And in my numbers still, they don't crack 100. So everyone's different. You know, I'm a bigger guy too. So everybody's different. Your dosage and all of that you need, it just depends. So always check with your doctor. Get your blood test done for vitamin D. It's simple, cheap, doesn't cost much. And the information is invaluable, in my opinion. 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. You can go online. Then also send me an email if you'd like. But our Wellness Provider Network is a group of healthcare providers growing around the country to be able to help you in your area. So these lifestyle nutrition-based providers that really get it, as I like to put it, and they understand all the things we teach. If you need help with that, let's go to Dallas. Hi, Dallas. Welcome to the show.
You sound good tonight. I listen to you most every night that I can, at least 2 or 3 hours.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you do. I hope we're able to help you out. What can I do tonight?
Well, I got a blood clot in my left leg somewhere. And they won't tell me, I mean, they don't tell me, you know, where it's at, but I know that it's in there because it, my left leg is deteriorating, and I can't walk on it very far. Not like I used to anyway. I mean, I still got the same problem with the knee, but that ain't got nothing to do with my walking. And I ordered some blood thinner, a blood cleaner, not thinner, cleaner. My blood pressure is fine every time I go. And I said, well, how can it be fine if I got clogs in my leg that's stopping blood coming back?
And they said,
well,
to you,
it's fine.
So they did all. Did they do an ultrasound or a Doppler on your leg, and they said they couldn't find anything?
No, they didn't. They didn't do no ultrasound.
Did they measure your lower legs and compare both sides?
Well, they didn't have to measure it. All they had to do was look. I dropped my pants and showed them. You know, they didn't even ask me, but I showed them.
Okay.
They said, "Yeah, there's a big difference." I said, "Yeah, that's what I've been telling you, idiot." Yeah, I mean, I hate to call you that, but I mean, you know, you. Yeah, I hardly ever go to the doctor.
Well.
And I'm 70 years old, and being in a doctor for a real case, I can count them all on one hand.
Okay. So they didn't put you on any medication? They didn't put you on Coumadin or Warfarin?
No, my regular doctor, she put me on vitamin D, said my D level was low, and the last 2 times I've been there has been low, so I started taking a tablespoon of cod liver oil, plus I heard you talk about 50,000 units of something for your blood, and that's what she gave me.
Well, it's 50,000 units of vitamin D. Standard of what most doctors are prescribing now per week.
Yeah, that's what she told me, but you prescribed it to this individual or something for 7 or 8 days on and 4 or 5 days off.
Yeah, I didn't prescribe anything. I just mentioned it. Can't do that. But, yeah, I know what you're saying. Here's the key. The key is if they didn't do any testing on you, okay, and I know that we all have intuition about what's going on inside of our bodies. But if they didn't do any testing on you to see if there's a blood clot going on, okay, and you really believe that there is, I would go to your doctor and I would push them. The testing that they do for that is relatively inexpensive. It doesn't cost a whole lot, and it's non-invasive, and it's a pretty simple test that they can run and check that. And again, if you don't have insurance or if it's a struggle for that, they can work around it and they can work some different calls for you. It's not that expensive. But I, for your own peace of mind, I'm a big diagnostic testing fan just because it gives you great information and you can go in there and really just kind of ask them, hey, can we do this? I just feel like in my gut there's something going on. And then you got to trust what they tell you and what the test results tell you too. So if it doesn't show anything, and the doctors, through their years of experience, tell you, and I'm telling you, it's a lot of years of experience. It takes a lot to do, you know, what all of us do in their respective fields. So whatever they tell you, I would go with, you know, and just take it. I know you like listening to me, and I appreciate that. And I'm grateful for that. And but I'm telling you that for someone that can go get hands-on with you, they can do the test. They can see exactly what's going on in your body. That's invaluable. And you can't do that on the radio. You can't do that over the internet or television. So that's going to be important. I would do that. So a little bit of wisdom from a younger tyke over here to yourself. I think that would be a good thing to do. Also, there's, of course, your eating habits and all that. You read my book, you'll learn a lot of that. You'll learn a lot of those tips. and that can be helpful. But it's going to be good to go find that out for your own peace of mind. Then you can come up with an action plan from there. Okay, thanks for being a great listener, and it's great chatting with you. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Check us out online. Be glad to take your emails, make it part of the show. And also, if you've got somebody you care about, we can answer something for them as well. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Seventy-two. Welcome back to the show. Vitamin B6 is a big, big topic, and I talk about it a lot. You hear me talk about anything from peripheral neuropathy to brain chemistry issues like depression, bipolar, anxiety, just about every brain chemistry instability. People that have taken meds for brain stuff, they're low in vitamin B6. And so it's just one of those vitamins that when you get low on it, things go haywire in the body. Well, they found that chronic inflammation in the body is linked to low levels of vitamin B6. And of course, they say don't run out and buy the supplement just yet, but a new study shows a strong association between inflammation and the essential vitamin found in foods such as lean meats, legumes, and vegetables. Researchers found that people with the lowest levels of vitamin B6 in their blood had the highest levels of chronic inflammation, and that is true. I've seen that myself often, based on a wide variety of indicators. Now, those with the most vitamin B6 circulating in the bloodstream are also the least likely to have indicators of inflammation. Temporary inflammation such as redness and swelling after an injury is generally a sign that the immune system is actively fighting infection. But chronic inflammation is an emerging risk factor for a wide range of health problems, including heart disease, stroke, and type 2 diabetes. Well, in this study, which was published in the Journal of Nutrition, researchers compared blood levels of vitamin B6 and 13 different indicators of inflammation in about 3,000 adults. And although previous studies had linked low blood levels of vitamin B6 with various signs of inflammation, such as C-reactive protein, great blood test, by the way, researchers say this is the first large-scale study to look at the relationship between the vitamin B6 and a variety of inflammatory indicators. So the results show that people with the highest overall inflammation score based on the 13 different indicators had the lowest levels of vitamin B6. The reverse was also true, though. Those who had the highest levels of B6 had the lowest amounts of inflammation. It's really interesting, actually. So from there, it's going to lead, they say, to new treatments and or dietary recommendations. My gosh, start making the recommendations. If you're a physician and you're listening, I'm not telling you how to do things. Please don't take this the wrong way. But really, really, more than just send them down the hall to the dietitian, look at some of these studies and implement them in your office, especially in family medicine. I know in specialties it's tough to do all that, but in family or internal, please start reading articles like this and implementing them. I know it can be tough in the hours of practice versus your re-education hours and all that. Is important, but these are so critical, I think, and just from a preventative standpoint can make such a big difference in your overall practice and with people's lives. And it's so interesting, and I know that, I mean, for me, it fascinates me, and I just think, I see something like this, and if you've ever used this in practice at all, at any level, whatever your specialty is and whatever kind of doctor you are, or clinician, or any kind of nutritionist or whatever, when you see people's lives change based on foods that they eat or supplementation and symptoms begin to go away, it's incredible. So the research is out there and it's coming more and more. And with the Journal of Nutrition, which I love reading myself, It's phenomenal. And it's exciting for me to see all of this stuff that we talk about. Europe does a lot of studies, but when we start doing these here in the States, it's great because you know things are moving into the forefront and people's lives are getting touched and they're going to get changed from more of a natural perspective, which I think that we need to do as much as possible. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. We're going to Brian now. Hi, Brian. Welcome to the show. Good to talk with you, sir.
Just kind of give you a quick rundown. I've also, like your last caller, had blood clots in my legs. Mine traveled into my lungs. My last episode was in September when they diagnosed me with the blood clots. And I've been stabilized on warfarin or whatever. And been that way for now since then. One of the things I still am seeing is shortage of breath. What kind of things would you put or try and do to try and kind of rehabilitate and get more breathing ability, or what would you normally recommend?
Well, if you're taking the Coumadin or the warfarin.
Yeah. I don't know. They really haven't decided how long you'd be on there, but my gut reaction is at least a year, and then we might reassess it. But even still, carrying a fair amount of weight and trying to lose weight, but have not been real successful. But I still see that my breath and my breathing ability is limited to I can work a moderate level. Let's say like the old time when I'd shovel or pick, I just can't do it very hardly much. And I get to the point I'm short of breath so bad. Is there something that you would normally recommend to try and rehabilitate a patient like that?
One of the biggest keys that I've seen in kind of some of the research that I've read and just, you know, that's out there right now currently is to get your lifestyle factors really in check. Because when you're doing Coumadin and warfarin, you know, again, it thins everything out. It can make you tired. It can make you fatigued. So staying on top of your blood work's important. Really making sure that you get plenty of green vegetables, dark green leafy vegetables, a lot, 3-4 servings a day. Red meat is also, believe it or not, really is chock full of the nutrients that are going to bring more oxygen into the red blood cells, which can make you feel better, decrease fatigue, and increase energy levels. And getting your blood work done, checking your hormones, is something you might want to do with your doctor, and also having them look at MMA, which is methylmalonic acid and folic acid. Those can tend to get really, really low when you're in your kind of situation and can cause you to have the kind of fatigue that you're dealing with. Check into that. Keep me posted. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of ASA-RX audio, visit us at asarx.com.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.